Welcome to the Taps Audio Podcast, brought to you by Taps, Canada's beer magazine, and Beerology.ca. Here's your host, Mirella Amato.
Hello, and welcome to podcast number 10. Today we will be exploring summer beer. Over the past 2 months, I tracked down a few Ontario brewers lounging on various patios around the city and asked them what kind of beer they like to drink in the warm months. The first person I spoke to was Jason Britton, brewmaster for Cameron's Brewing.
Pilsner and wheat beers, German-style wheat beer, Southern Bavarian, definitely.
I asked Jason if he could elaborate on the qualities that he looks for in summer beers.
Tartness, something that finishes and has a good deal of bitterness, no cloying. A lot of this type of beer that you might catch me drinking might depend on the type of food that I'm eating at that particular time and moment and how I decide to pair with it.
Marek Mikunda, brewmaster for Steam Whistle Brewing in downtown Toronto, echoed Jason's feelings and explained why he enjoys a good pilsner in the summer.
Wheat beer is pretty refreshing, being a bit strong, but that's okay. And regular pilsner, obviously. Pilsner work well. Bitterness being refreshing, not very lingering, but being present. And obviously cleanliness of pilsners and drinkability.
I then spoke to Ron Keefe, brewer at Granite Brewery in Toronto, and asked him about his warm weather picks.
I like a nice hoppy pilsner in the summer. I like a nice light cask ale. Yeah, I mean, those are probably the two. Even though I'm an ale brewer, I do like a nice Pilsner Kale or a King Pilsner, something like that. I find those quite refreshing this time of year. Typically, I prefer lower alcohol beers, as a rule. And that's usually because a lot of times I'm driving, and I'd rather have 2 4% beers than a half of a 9% beer, shall we say.
Here's Charles McLean, brewer and owner of McLean's Ales.
In the summer, I like the lighter, refreshing beers, beers that are balanced but still emphasize the hops. And the hops make the beer more refreshing in the hotter weather, I find.
George Eagleson, brewer for F&M, had some interesting summer beer suggestions.
It's like a summer ale, good malt notes, but like, say, maybe lower in alcohol, lightly hopped, refreshing. Citrus notes. I like fruit beers in the summer too. Spiced ales, herbal beers even. I love IPAs and great milds.
This variety of interesting styles got me thinking about beer and food pairing. And because summer is definitely barbecue season, I thought I'd get the inside scoop on which beers to bring to a barbecue. Here's Ron Keefe.
It really depends. I mean, I think a lot of us tend to think that a stout or a porter isn't really a summer beer, but it really depends on what you're having and what your certain thing it goes well with. One of my favorite beers is the smoke beer, the Rausch beer, so we do a lot of barbecuing this time of year, and that's amazing with that. So that's one they can have all year round. So it depends on the time of day, what you're eating. If you're doing salmon, which we do a lot at home too, on the cedar plank, stout's good with that, but also a nice, maybe a lightly hopped pilsner too. I like those. So I tend to gravitate those. For me, a lot of times, the beer sometimes comes first.
Charles McLean also had some good tips.
I usually say with chicken, you're good to use a lighter beer like a pilsner or a golden colored ale. Lamb, amber, pale ale, and maybe something a little more fuller bodied like an ESB or brown ale to go with beef, and then spicier foods demand hoppier beers, in my opinion, to counteract the spices or to complement them. And
what about a rack of ribs with tons of barbecue sauce on it? Which beer would you have with that? Which style?
That might, I would say, it could be anywhere, really, from a a brown ale to a golden colored ale. Something that has some flavor, but probably I would go myself with a brown ale.
Since Ontario brewers all seemed so open to drinking a Pilsner in the dead of winter, when I interviewed them for the Winter Beer podcast a few months back, I thought I'd take a moment to ask them if they would drink a barley wine on a hot summer day. For those who aren't familiar with the style, a barley wine is a sweet, full-bodied, chewy, high-alcohol beer, and not one generally associated with summer months. Here's what they had to say.
If that was the only beer that was on tap, then I would have a barley wine, but otherwise, I would probably seek out a lighter bodied, lighter flavored, maybe lower in alcohol, 4-5%, either a light lager or a light ale.
Would you ever drink a barley wine on a really hot day?
No. Really hot day looks for lots of liquid replenishing, and definitely something stronger than 5% is too much.
I don't think I would. If it was one that I've never tried and this was the only chance I had, or there was a special reason to do it, yeah, but I would just put it aside and wait till the evening.
So Charles, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, blazing heat on a patio, would you have a barley wine?
No, as much as I love barley wine, it was not the appropriate occasion for it. December 14th, I would have -20 out, I would have a barley wine. Blazing heat, I would like an IPA or a Pilsner or a pale ale or bitter, something that's got some hops and is lighter and refreshing. Preferably in copious quantities, as long as I don't have to drive.
While most brewers seem to agree that a barley wine would not be their first choice on a hot summer day, Rob Creighton, who brews at Grand River Brewing in Cambridge, had a different perspective.
So it's, you know, let's put it in Fahrenheit back when where I came from. It's 80 degrees Fahrenheit and your sweat is beating off your brow. And, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling. Somebody offers me a stone jug of wild rose barley wine, which to this day is maybe one of the best beers I've ever tried. After I get through the fifth jug of that, if I'm still standing, the bottom line is, yeah, no, on a beautiful afternoon, a barley wine can fit in perfectly. It's where you're at.
Picking the right summer beer depends on so many factors, including your mood, what food you're eating, and of course your personal preference. I hope this podcast will inspire you to branch out, to try a variety of summer styles, and perhaps even experiment with flavors and styles that you would usually associate with cool weather. Join us next month when we'll be discussing organic beers, a growing trend in Ontario. Until then, I am Mirella Amato. Thanks to producer Joel Shanuel. Hey Joel, do you know where we can get a barley wine at this time of year?
Well, other than my liquor cabinet, I'm really not.
All right, I'm coming over.
This audio podcast has been brought to you by Beerology.ca in association with TAPS, Canada's beer magazine. Pick up a copy at your local newsstand, at fine pubs across Canada, or better yet, subscribe at TAPSmagazine.com. Cheers, Canada!